Good afternoon. How's everybody doing today? It's Thursday's tail end of the conference. Lots of content covered this week. But today we're going to talk about support and see how we can do some fun things to reduce the cost of support. So question to folks in the room, how many people have ever had to call the support desk? How many people have ever been on the receiving end of that phone call? My name is Dean King Smith, and I'm a program manager on the Windows commercial team, and I geek out on support. Whether it's back when I was in high school working at the Geek Squad at Best Buy and trying to help people fix issues with their computers, or now at Microsoft, trying to see what we can do to reduce the cost of support for MDM diagnostics. So before we get started, let's take a look at what we think of when we say the support process. So for the folks that raised their hand and had the joy of calling support, it usually starts like this. You use your device, you run into some issue, you call the help desk, some magic happens, the help desk comes up with this auto magic solution, they fix your issue, and you're back up and running. Now, for those who've actually handled that call, we know it's a lot different. First things first, at least with our CSS team, they have this nice thick manual. If there's a phone call about this issue, we know to start here. And it's a pretty consistent process, which usually involves collecting some logs. Collect some logs, get the logs from the device, because you might not always have direct access to the device. Perform some analysis on those logs. That analysis may or may not tell you what's actually happening. So oftentimes, you have to repeat this process over and over and over and over again until you get the right log that has the right indicator, which leads you to the right solution for the problem. And then it gets better. You figure out what the mitigation is. You communicate that to the user, and voila, the issue's resolved. Now, the interesting thing here is, like, as we look at this process, and as we have conversations with a lot of partners like you guys or customers to better understand what this actually means internally, we know that there is cost. And we also know that this process isn't unique to MDM device management. Pretty much goes for almost every help desk issue that pops up. But today, let's focus on MDM. So I mentioned there's cost. Every time there's a support issue, it increases your TCO, your total cost of ownership. Whether that's the actual cost of doing the support or the loss of productivity that the end user ensues. If that person can't use their device, they're not making money for the company. Ergo, they're losing money for the company. So we tend to think about this as cost, as this overhead plus some dollar amount times how long it takes to fix things. And this time loss cost is however much that person makes times the minutes that they're not functional. So let's make this a little bit real. How many of you heard of Contoso? I was gonna pick, I think, Willow Tree is another one of our fake companies, but Contoso seems to be the whipping boy of pretty much every Microsoft issue. Let's talk about Contoso today. Today, Contoso has about 50,000 employees, making about 100 grand a year. The average length of a support call is about 15 minutes, and most employees make about one and a quarter calls per month. For Contoso, that's about $9 million of lost time. It's a ridiculous amount of money. Lost, just the lost productivity time. And that's not even taking into account the support side of the house. Out of the 50,000 employees, 5,000 of them are support folks. They make about 50K a year. And if everybody in the company makes that one and a quarter calls per month, that's about 62,500 calls per month. For Contoso, this costs them $250 million a year, at roughly $4,000 per support incident. Now, mind you, these are just some numbers I put together to drive the point home. So that $4,000 per support incident may be high, but we've seen cases that have been, just working with customers, we've seen cases that have been outstanding for 6, 9, 12 months. So that $4,000 price point isn't too far off. So as my team was looking at this, what we realized is that you know what? Support is a pretty major cost center. But more importantly, we can directly lower the TCO, which begs the question, how? So based on feedback, actually real quick, how many people in here are Windows insiders? For those who are raising your hands, thank you. Always appreciate your feedback. For those who aren't raising your hands, I definitely encourage you to participate in the Insider Program. The reason for that is that as we think about how we can address this, a lot of that feedback came directly from Windows insiders. We saw issues that were popping up. We reached out and got a better understanding of what some of our customers were running into. But ultimately, it came down to about four things. You got to start with the logs. You want to make sure that we're providing rich diagnostic log data. We also want to make sure that the generation and the collection of those logs is fairly straightforward and easy. And then once you get the logs, again, kind of coming back to that initial cycle, we create tooling that's reducing the time needed to analyze and resolve those issues. And last but not least, we want to make investments into the platform so that we don't trigger support incidents to start with. And we'll talk about a little bit of that shortly. Which brings us to the meat of the talk today. MDM Diagnostics in Windows 10 for our anniversary update. What we're going to talk about is specifically what tools that we're bringing to bear, what improvements that we've made, and this talk is mostly demos, so yeah, we got about a half an hour. We'll save some time for questions at the end. But we'll take a look at how some of these features and functionality can help drive that TCO down, help reduce the cost of managing MDM. So for that, to give a little, peel the veil back on engineering, let's talk about our approach. As my team looked at this, we wanted to take a very holistic approach that starts with the platform. If the platform doesn't have errors, then the user's not going to encounter a problem, and then guess what? There's no support call that's triggered. So we always want to start as far upstream as possible with the platform, which then goes to our CSPs, our management scenarios. While my team may own the platform, we don't always own all the different plugins or CSPs that plug into the platform to make this happen. So it's about making sure that we're building the right capabilities at that level as well. I mentioned rich logging. Follow about how can you collect those logs? We tend to think about MDM in three different scenarios. There's, I'm trying to enroll, but I haven't enrolled yet, and I have a problem. There's, I'm trying to enroll, I'm enrolled, and the MDM server can reach out and talk to my device, and I have a problem. And finally, there's, I've enrolled, I'm connected, but the MDM server can't connect to my device, and I have a problem. Each three of those cases present a couple unique challenges, which we're definitely looking at as we think about this whole process. And last but not least, what do you do when you actually get the logs? The analysis of these logs is definitely another place that we're making investments in. And last but not least, with all of this, as I mentioned when I mentioned the platform, long-term, we want to get to the point where the device just heals itself. We figure that if there isn't a support call triggered, it's $4,000 of savings right there. And of course, wire it up with telemetry so IT admins can come back and take a look and see if something that they pushed out is causing issues in the whole Windows Analytics story that you've heard about earlier this week. So that's our approach, and this is our journey. When we think about 1607, it is a Windows anniversary update. We're making the logs and device state information easily accessible. And when I say device state information, I'm thinking, the closest analogy is RSOP or GP result for group policy, providing the ability to understand what's configured on your device directly from your device. Enhancing the collected set of diagnostic data, again, tooling is important. And last but not least, as we look towards the future, kind of improving our analysis tools. I wanted to share the slide primarily to drive home the point that this is a journey. This is not something that, hey, we pushed some stuff in the anniversary update and we launched some tools, woohoo, that's it. Nah. Some of the work that my team is doing is out of band from the product, so we continuously update it over time, and you'll see that when we start talking about toolings. Some of the investments that we're making are already in the product, and things that we can update, again, out of band. So this is a journey and an ongoing quest, if you will, to continue to drive down this cost. So specifically, what you're gonna see today are three things. We're gonna talk about the MDM policy report, which is, again, is a snapshot of what it actually looked, how the device is being used. We'll talk about what you can do with the diagnostic log CSP today. And last but not least, we'll talk about Microsoft Message Analyzer. As you were thinking about tooling, we looked at a couple of different tools, some internal tools, some external tools, and we realized that what we really need is an analytics platform, and then having to find one in-house. So we're looking to start leveraging the power of Microsoft Message Analyzer to help those frontline, either our CSS team internally, or your support personnel in your respective organizations be more efficient in what they do. So let's start with the device state policy report. And since this is Ignite, and we're all about demos, let's dive right into it. So I'll start on phone, and then we'll go to desktop. So I have my nice Lumia 950. And let's say, for example, this device is having an issue. But I don't know how it's configured. All I know is that somebody called the help desk and was like, hey, something's not working. I don't know what it is. The question then becomes, before I even go to try and collect logs, how do I understand that initial state of the device? Well, it's quite simple. I go to settings, go to accounts, access worker school. And you can see both my Azure AD entry and also my MDM managed entry, since this is managed by Microsoft IT. But if I scroll down a little bit, I see a link. Is the little dot up there? There we go. I see a link at the bottom that says export your management log files. Now, the capabilities behind this link will be growing to expand beyond device to the device state report. But when I tap on this, it's going to say, hey, my logs files were exported to a location on the device. So I tap on export, head back home, open up the file browser. And voila, now I have an XML file sitting on my device, which tells me what's currently configured. And if I switch to my desktop or my Surface Book here, it's the same experience. Go to settings, I go to accounts, export my management log files. Whether on mobile or on desktop, both sets of data are going to a standard location. So if you have an end user that falls into one of the buckets where you actually can't reach out and touch the device, and we'll talk about what you can do when you do have access to the device, you can tell them, it's like, hey, go find this file and email it to me. Now let's take a look at what we're actually seeing when we open this up. So one of the questions that we heard is, why XML? Like, why didn't we make this in like a rich UX or something along UX type of format? One of the things that we wanted to do is that as we heard feedback from our Windows insiders and feedback to our TAP customers and others of the like, a lot of you guys have already built out automation that knows how to process XML. So we figured let's start with XML. And what you'll see here is a number of different groups of information. So of course, standard system information. Let me collapse some things and then we'll come back and grow them a bit. We can start at the top. So the first thing you'll see is, of course, system information. This is pulled from a device that's running, came out of our RSM release branch. And what you'll have is the enrollment ID and information about every enrollment that's on the device, whether it's EAS, whether it's multiple MDM enrollments, whether it's enrollments, WMI bridge via SCCM provisioning, or anything along those lines. That's going to be the first group of data that you'll see in this report. Yes, I should be able to. Zoom. Oh, that would be zoom out. So you can. Try.
Is that better?
Perfect. So as I was mentioning, the first section is going to give you the actual GUID of the respective enrollments that are managing your device. And it'll give you all of them. Beyond that, if you have a specific set of resources attached to an enrollment, it'll provide that as well. In this case, of course, Microsoft, we're using Windows Information Protection, previously known as Enterprise Data Protection. So the profiles associated with that are now pushed to my device, including some of my SCEP certificates that I need for network connectivity. As you move on a little bit further down the file, you'll, as I mentioned, it also captures Exchange Active Sync policies, SCEP information, Wi-Fi access information. But what I do want to explicitly call out, it calls out specific policy information. It showcases policy information. Now, what's dope about this is that if you have a policy set and you want to make sure that it was actually set on the device, you can pull up this report and see whether, one, the policy is set, two, what enrollment's doing the configuration, see what the setting that was pushed down, and also what the default setting is for the device, for the policy. So it'll give you all that information that sits directly in this XML file. So anything that's configured via the policy CSP will pop up here. Just as a quick recap, again, install configuration profiles, management policies, Exchange Active Sync, device management account, and enrollment. And it pops up like an XML. Now, this is accessible. So the question was, is any of this being exported into SQL? Not yet, but hold that thought, and it's something we are looking at for how can we better make this data available and better integrate it into some of the analytics capabilities that we're building out for Windows. I will ask that since this is only a 45-minute session, an hour-long session, let's see if we can save the questions to the end, and if I don't get to them actually during the part of the talk, I'm happy to hang around and answer any questions you may have. It is also available via the Diagnostic Log CSP. How many people are familiar with the Diagnostic Log CSP? Anybody? Yes, my friend in the back. If I had a cookie, I would give it to you. Now, the Diagnostic Log CSP is going to be the primary entry point for all of the diagnostic capabilities we have on the device. It is designed primarily for help desk staff, and as I mentioned, you can either access it through the client UX, both on mobile and desktop, or via your MDM server. Now, I mentioned earlier that we started with XML, because the initial feedback we heard was, you know what, this needs to be XML. But as we were building this thing out, we also heard, hey, it would be great if I had a rich UX version of this. So let's take a quick look at what that looks like. So as I switch back to my machine, if you go to aka.ms, I believe it's HTML MDM log converter, it'll take you to our Script Center. So we published a PowerShell package on Script Center that consists of the following. Two primary files, a helper file. So if you wanted to build automation on this, you'll actually already have a library of PowerShell commands that you can use to process the file. Then, of course, an executable. And it's fairly straightforward. All you do, take the PowerShell, feed it an input, and give it an output. So today we'll call it ignite.html. Let's take a look at what that looks like. So what it did is took all of that information that was in the Excel file and turned it into something that's a little bit easier to consume. And by far the favorite feature that I love about this particular format, let's say for example, I wanted to find out all of the policies that were configured by Exchange Active Sync. It's as simple as copying the GUID and searching for it. So I can tell immediately that there are 16 policies, well, probably 14 because the GUID pops up twice in the list, but there are 14 different policies that are being configured by Exchange Active Sync. And I can jump down directly to that. So in this case, as I scroll all the way back over, it's allow browser. So without even having to contact your Outlook, the Outlook team, or contact the Exchange Active Sync folks, I can quickly see what's going to be configured my device, and more importantly, who's doing the configuration. Now, as I switch to a different, again, resource information, some of the stuff that we already that you saw earlier, and again, that policy information, policy name, default value, the current value, the scope of the policy, and of course, those configuration sources. This is available today. It's hosted on Script Center, and as I said, it takes that XML output that's currently available, that your device is gonna generate and turns it into HTML. And it's shipped as a execution script and a library. So we have the post-processing script, does the HTML. Now let's talk about the diagnostic log CSP. Now, the key thing to remember from a diagnostic log CSP standpoint is that it's the interface that we expose on the operating system. If you're using MDM ISV, you're not actually generally gonna interact directly with the diagnostic log CSP, because its functionalities are gonna be exposed through your Intune panel, your mobile watch, your, your mobile iron, AirWatch, MDM ISV controls. But what we're gonna do, just to showcase some of the functionality, is I built out a quick executable which allows me to mimic this on my machine. So what we're gonna take a look at is, let's do a demo that looks at how we can generate our policy report and also some of the different capabilities we have from directly within the diagnostic log CSP. So as I said, built a quick executable, so let's generate our policy report. Now what you're seeing here is what we're actually doing is taking a syncml command and just running it directly on the device. This URI information that you see actually aligns directly with what you'll see in our Windows 10 CSP reference for diagnostic log CSP. We're executing vendor MST, device state data, MDM configuration. And what that gives us, as I move back to the folder, is actually the same log that we just generated. Anything that the diagnostic log CSP generates on the device is in the temp folder. And if we crack this open, go to device state data, voila. This is the same file that we just took a look at, except it was actually triggered and generated from your triggered remotely and generated from your server. So this enables you, again, that second scenario where the device is enrolled and you can actually reach out and touch the device, you have the ability to do some of this remotely. Now, the next thing I want to talk about is log generation. Hey, hooray, pre-release builds. So let's talk about log generation. Now, we know logs are a critical component of how you can better understand what's going on with the device. And of course, in scenarios where you don't actually have access to the device, it's good to be able to reach out and grab a particular set of logs that you're interested in. So leveraging the diagnostic log CSP, you can remotely configure a collector based on a provider ID, just pick your favorite GUID, there's multiple lists of them online, to collect logs that you're interested in. So in this case, what we're gonna do is, let's create a collector. I'm a big Marvel fan, so I'll call it Thor. Any Captain America fans in the house? Anybody? Person in the back, Iron Man, Civil War, maybe? All right, bad joke. Anyway, so when I was a kid, I was a fan of Spider-Man, so let's call this one Spider-Man. And again, all I'm doing is taking a quick set of syncml, which is standardized, and gonna be pushing that to the device. What I'm also gonna do at the same time is update the same similar commands that I use to start and stop tracing. And save both of these. So let's add our provider. And then let's start logging. So what I've done is created a collector called Spider-Man and added a provider GUI to it. And if I actually hop over back to that temp folder as we were just looking at, go up into my collectors, you'll see my Spider-Man ETL files. It's already been created and it's already collecting data. There probably isn't anything in it yet, but ETL file, yeah. On the local machine, correct. Yep. So what I've just done is simulated from my MDM admin console, configuring a collection called Spider-Man, telling it's like, hey, pay attention to this GUID provider, and then start logging. And then what I can do once I've I've reached back out to the person who made the call is like, hey, do a repro. We're going to start logging. Try and reproduce this issue. Yada, 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 they reproduce the issue. Let us know when you're done. Once that happens, I can reach back out and, where'd it go? Stop logging. No, this is all done remotely. You do have the ability to initiate this on the local machine, but this process is all done remotely. This is for the scenario where the device is successfully enrolled and you can actually reach out and execute MDM commands on it. Now again, for most folks, you're not gonna be actively playing with SyncML because this is gonna be a button on your preferred MDM ISV's diagnostic console, whether Intune, AirWatch, Mobile Iron, Citrix, the like, Zen Mobile, et cetera. But what I now have stored locally on the machine is an ETL log file that I configured, started, and stopped collecting data all remotely. So we're able to do all of this stuff now. And this is a capability that you have currently in the anniversary update. The provider ID that I use is actually a consolidated channel that we're going to be using for logging moving forward, the enterprise provider channel. And we're also making investments to ensure that the logs that we're writing into that channel as from a platform team, but also the logs that our respective CSP owners within engineering are writing to them are super high fidelity. So it's not just error. Here's some cryptic code. We'll still keep the cryptic code, but also adding some higher fidelity context. So it's like, hey, SCEP certificate certificate enrollment failed. WLAN profile failed. So let's talk about analyzing logs. One of the things I mentioned earlier is that we're leveraging the power of Microsoft Message Analyzer and bringing that to bear on device management. Now, the beauty about Message Analyzer is that it's a tool that's already out there. How many people have actually seen it, played with it, used it? So some of you already know some of the capabilities that are there. It was really originally built for packet sniffing and looking at networking traffic to determine any errors in the networking space. But what we're going to do is take some of that capability and repurpose it for device management. So as I switch back, we have a log file. So this was pulled off the machine, actually, I think towards the beginning of this year. Now, historically, what you've had done in the past is like open up a log file, start hitting Control F if you actually know what characters you're looking for, or just start skimming through the log file and looking for issues, looking for errors, looking for things that either your manual of how to process log files tells you, or based on tribal knowledge. We really want to get out of the tribal knowledge business and actually get into the here's what you should be looking for business. So what we've done with Message Analyzer is we're creating a set of patterns. And as I mentioned earlier, this is iterative. So these patterns are actually going to be stored in the cloud and can be updated locally on the device. But as simple as creating a new viewer and looking at pattern match, I have two sets of MDM patterns, which I created locally. These patterns will actually be up in the cloud next week. So if you download Message Analyzer today, you'll start to see these pop up next week, and we have a rolling cadence of making new patterns available as soon as our internal team sign off on them. They're excited and like literally have a, checked my email this morning, have about 15 emails like, hey, can we add this pattern? Can we add this pattern? But our goal here is to, again, reduce that amount of time that it takes to process a log down to literally, open a log, click on MDM management. Hey, guess what? I have 67 SCEP enrollment certificate failures and 78 WLAN profiles failed to load. And since I may not be particularly familiar with SCEP enrollment failures, I can click on the little information and it'll pop me out to the web to give you additional context on what you should do next or what this actually means. What you'll see as we make these rules available, we're also gonna be updating our online content to make it more procedural. We really wanna get to the point where it's no longer that the steps should be grab the logs, put them in Message Analyzer, click on the pattern button. And if I need to do something, if I'm not sure what it means, click on the little I, and I now have guidance on how to address this issue. No more you have to go find your team's OneNote that has all this tribal knowledge in it. We want everybody to be able to take advantage of this. And one of the beauties about MMA, and this is one of the feedback points that we actually got as we were starting to think about this, if you have specific error conditions or estate configurations that are unique to your environment, creating patterns is as easy as create a pattern. So not only can you take advantage of the patterns that we'll be publishing from Microsoft, but if you that tribal knowledge that you kept in that OneNote, you can publish internally from Message Analyzer. And that's as simple as exporting and importing patterns. So this tool is something that we are heavily going to be investing in over the next minimum release or two. And looking at what other great information that we can pull into this. This policy state report is something that we're looking into. If we have a set of errors that have to do with potential policies not being applied, let's get information and understand what policies are actually being applied on the device. So you're going to start to see a fusion of log files, state reports, other information that we can pull from the device, potentially even SyncML long-term, who knows? Things that we're thinking about. And leveraging an analytics and troubleshooting platform that's gonna enable you to cut that time down. So it's, I have some data, tell me what the problem is and tell me how to fix it. Because from a customer standpoint, customers don't care actually how this thing happened. It's my thingy is not working, please get it working for me as quickly as possible. So as I mentioned, it's unified analysis platform built for CSS, help desk, and ISV engineering, cloud updatable. It is available today, and we'll be making updates in real time very, very fairly often. And again, like the whole point of this is we want to reduce this time required to analyze these logs. So what do we see today? We started with understanding how devices are configured through your device policy state report. We showed how you can easily convert from XML to HTML using the PowerShell converter. We also showed how you can grab some of this MDM information over the diagnostic log channel, whether it's the policy state report or actually starting and stopping logs. And we showed how we're starting to leverage rich tooling, specifically Microsoft Message Analyzer, to reduce this time needed to analyze logs. This is a resources slide. It's a bit of an eye chart. It's gonna be in the copy of the PowerPoint that you guys will have available, I think, within 24 hours. So really don't worry about trying to write all these down. But we have a lot of information that is available online and are continuing to grow and revamp our online content offering so that it's more effective. Last but not least, Windows Insider Program. We work based on feedback, so feel free to stop by the booth on the expo floor. And last but not least, I'm a glutton for feedback, so tell me about 80 feedback on this session. But given we have about 10 minutes left, let's go ahead and open up the floor for questions. Please grab a mic so everybody can hear, and thanks. mics are in the middle. Sorry about that.
Hey, Dean, that was great. I learned a lot. My question's about the policy state report. So you can poke a CSP in a couple ways. You could do it naturally, or you could do it through the WMI bridge provider.
Sure.
Let's say I do both. Does your policy state report say which one wins?
So if I understand the question, if you have both your WMI bridge and if you're leveraging WMI bridge, depending on the CSP you're hitting, will take priority over
something's going to win.
Running through the MDM channel. But the CSP is agnostic to whatever's doing the poking, if you will.
Right.
So if you try to, the diagnostic log CSP is WMI enabled. So if you do leverage the WMI bridge, you'll still have the same set of capabilities. If you do it over the MDM channel, proper, you still have the same set of capabilities.
I got that. But what if I poke both at the same time? Let's say I turn Cortana off on one and Cortana on another. So the net result is something's going to win. Which one won and why?
So if it's a policy that's in the policy that's managed by the policy CSP, the most secure policy will always win. So in this case, I believe I would have to double check on the case of Cortana, but in a scenario where it's password pin length, 6 will win over 4. So we do conflict resolution, because if you look at the policy report, you'll have cases where specific policies are managed by multiple enrollment IDs. We always go with the most secure posture.
And also, how about in the case, I'm sure I know the answer, but in the case that there are intersections between MDM and group policy settings, does this policy state report yet present knowledge of a conflict between the two?
Between group policy and MDM?
Yeah,
so
right.
In general, group policy will always win,
right.
Number one. Number two, right now the policy report doesn't have cognition around what GP is doing.
Okay.
But that's something that we are actively looking into.
I think that's a wise idea.
That's great feedback. I appreciate that.
Yeah, sure.
Thanks, man. Thank you for your time. Just around the customer patterns,
mm-hmm.
I know that you got that little help button that would go out to, I guess, the web and provide some links.
Yep.
Could that be linked to like a knowledge database that you have inside, like in-house? Like,
yeah. So the cool thing about patterns is it back up there? Cheers. So the pattern editor, it's literally as simply as putting a remediation.
Oh, I didn't even see that. Okay.
So you can do like the one thing that I love MMA is that it's like Visual Studio. You can customize it to your heart's content. So we see this as we look at this as from an internal tool standpoint. We're going to be publishing patterns that link out to our information, but the other internal version of that had this capability, as we were shopping it around, feedback from one of our customers was like, hey, I have a whole bunch of stuff that's internal that I don't want you to see. I want to have my own internal database that will have customer remediation that are going out to my internal KB articles. So this still provides you that capability. If you're running the application on your corporate network and has access to the link, it'll open the link.
Cool, thank you.
Yep.
I guess from a feedback perspective, I'd like to see the same functionality also work with security logs.
Okay.
From a forensics perspective, like
that's
just
fair.
Be able to get information back to the appropriate people to analyze in case if there's a compromise.
Mm-hmm.
Then secondly, is there any thought maybe of having some intelligence or putting together some rules defined on our end that would have the phone automatically send back events to us in case something happens?
So
like VPN failed as an example,
mm-hmm.
I'm going to send the logs to the MDM and send an alert out so that a person can actually go and see what happened.
So what I heard were two things. One, can we pull in some of the security information into the analysis piece? And the second piece I heard was, can we do some sort of automatic notification if a device runs into an issue?
Yeah, whether it's like, the machine itself is intelligent enough to do that, or mm-hmm. I do it by defining some rules up front.
Right. So on the security front, all things are possible through software, but to be fully transparent, that isn't necessarily a priority of the team. We have a lot of great work that is going on with the Windows Advanced Threat Protection, the Windows, the app isolation work, and leveraging analytics across Office, across Windows, into a great like click-throughable experience. So we've been kind of letting them run wild and kind of focusing on the diagnostic data. For the second question, yes. But not right now. And the reason I say that is that if you go back to the slide where it's like, here's how we think about this. We started the platform, go all the way down to tools, and then future healing, that whole self-healing report. Like, when we get to that point, and I'm hoping, is this even wood? I'm hoping in the next release or two, you know, that's not a plan of record statement, you know, full transparency. But I'm hoping that in the next release or two, we can get to the point where if there is a VPN or a Wi-Fi issue, we can detect the issue, fix it. If we can't fix it, we send a little note out. It's like, hey, telemetry dashboard, I'm seeing all these problems. Because I do want to enable the scenario such that if you push out a change and you want to understand how that change is impacting your environment, it's not only the Windows analytics and telemetry data that you'll have visible on your dashboard, but it's also the information that's bubbling up this way. So that you can say, like, hey, these 30 devices that are part of a pool of 50 are encountering errors. Let me see what type of devices those are. Let me see what's unique about them and understand their configuration so I can know what's going on. Well, we're thinking about ways that we can automatically generate logging. So we do encounter error, we'll have logging either running continuously, which that's in the work. That's something we're investigating. Or we'll trigger logging on sync because we find that a lot of the issues continuously pop up when you sync. So it's a journey. We're kind of coming at this literally from about 9 different angles and want to make incremental definitive progress in each of those 9 spaces. So the automatic logging is definitely one of them.
Thank you.
Cool. So folks, we got about 3 minutes left. I'm here as long as you guys need to. Cheers. Cool. Well, thank you guys for coming out. Hope this is super helpful. As the Ignite folks would say, please fill out your surveys. And join the Insider program. Let me know if there's any feedback on the tools as you get a chance to take them for a spin. And I look forward to continuing this journey of reducing costs of MDM management. Thank you.